The nurse who cared for the 16-year-old patient undergoing childbirth initially faced criminal charges. They were eventually reduced to misdemeanors. Now our report also points to failures of St. Mary's, the hospital. Gina Denick-Champion is executive director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. She says the report outlines institutional problems instead of focusing on just one individual.
Because we know that work happens in systems, and when systems fail, people fail.
The report published in the Joint Commission Journal on Quality and Patient Safety is an insider's look. St. Mary's administrators helped write it. Nevertheless, it contains frank criticisms in accompanying editorials. Dr. Lucian Leap of Harvard says accountability rests with the hospital and calls the nurse a scapegoat.
She made a fatal error, but it was clearly the result of a number of systems failures, yet she is the one that was punished for it.
In assessing the fatal hospital death, the report says medication was in the patient's room before it needed to be and not scanned for contents. There had been intermittent scanning difficulties with the system and inconsistent use by nurses. Matching the epidural medication to the patient required an ID bracelet, which wasn't on. The report says nurses' long work hours may also have contributed to the patient's death. St. Mary says it's taking steps to address safety issues and is sharing the report so others can learn from it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.